The Bible's division between those who belong and those who do not makes it natural to see life as war. From the viewpoint of the biblical authors, God's role as a warrior is matched only by that of lawgiver and ultimate savior. For the author of Exodus, the Lord is a man of war, the Lord is his name. The Deuteronomist holds up God as the one who rides through the heavens to your help and in his majesty through the skies. Happy are you, O Israel. Who is like you? A people saved by the Lord, the shield of your help and the sword of your triumph. Your enemies will come fawning to you, and you shall tread on their high places. Imagery of battle in the Hebrew Bible is bloody and vivid. The Song of Deborah celebrates the Israelite victory over the Canaanites, a victory sealed by the death of the exhausted Canaanite commander, whose head is nailed to the ground with a tent peg by a Bedouin woman with whom he seeks shelter. In Genesis, the destruction of the city of Shechem by Jacob's sons in retaliation for the rape of their sister Dinah is equally explicit. The brothers lure the men of Shechem into a bloody trap by offering both their defiled sister in marriage and a political alliance predicated upon the circumcision of the Shechemite males. A deal is sealed, and the men are circumcised, and on the third day, when they were sore, Dinah's brothers Simeon and Levi took their swords and came upon the city unawares and killed all the males. They slew Hamor and his Shechem by the sword, and the sons of Jacob came upon the slain and plundered the city because their sister had been defiled. They took their flocks and their herds, their asses and whatever was in the city and the field. All their wealth, all their little ones, all that was in their houses, they captured and made their prey. Violent imagery is also part of the earliest Islamic writings. The Quran's matter-of-fact discussion of fighting reflects the desert environment in which Muhammad prophesied. Raiding was common. People were killed. Blood feuds were pursued. The early Muslim community struck its enemies and suffered attacks in turn. At the Battle of Badr Wells in 624 CE, God's angels intervene on behalf of the Muslim combatants. A year later, the Battle of Uhud led to a defeat for the Muslims. Much of the detail of these battles can be found in the life of Muhammad, compiled by Muhammad ibn Ishaq, who was born in Medina within about 50 years of the Prophet's death. Ibn Ishaq recounts the actions of a widow after a Muslim attack on her tribe. Hind, the daughter of Utbah and the women with her, stopped to mutilate the apostle Muhammad's dead companions. They cut off their ears and noses, and Hind made them into anklets and collars. She cut out Hamza's liver and chewed it, but she was not able to swallow it and threw it away. Then she mounted a high rock and shrieked at the top of her voice, "We have paid you back for Badr, and a war that follows a war is always violent. I have slaked my vengeance and fulfilled my vow." Again, according to Ibn Ishaq, when Muhammad turned against the Jewish tribe of Banu Qurayza, he went out to the market of Medina and dug trenches in it. Then he sent for the Jews and struck off their heads in those trenches as they were brought out to him in batches. There were 600 or 700 in all, though some put the figure as 800 or 900. Like the Hebrew Bible before it, early Islamic literature is not squeamish. The scriptural emphasis on warfare has armed successive generations with powerful mental images of an embattled world. The community of the faithful is perpetually in crisis, or at its edge. When a religious group believes that its identity is fundamentally threatened, it may turn to stories of apocalypse that describe the end of earthly history. In Christian apocalypses, Jesus is not the pacifist Messiah of the Gospels, but a man of war. The role of angels and demons that intervene in the physical world, uniting the heavenly and earthly battlefields, is especially important in these stories, because it shows that evil is destroyed not just in some metaphorical or symbolic way, in the cosmic sphere, but in a parallel, objective sense on earth.